Living Well.
Silent Epidemic. VA takes steps for early detection of fatty liver disease among veterans. By Stephen Harrison. A poor diet, obesity, and a sedentary lifestyle have serious health consequences, including certain cancers, anxiety and depression, coronary disease, and high blood pressure. What is becoming equally alarming is the recognized link between obesity and liver disease. The devastating effect of obesity on vital organs, especially the liver, is documented. It can precipitate insulin resistance, resulting in a buildup of blood sugar and an increase in the amount of free fatty acids circulating in the blood and inside the liver cells. A buildup of fat in the liver is common in those with type 2 diabetes, increasing the risk of liver fibrosis, cirrhosis, or liver cancer. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD, has been found to be a strong and independent risk factor for prediabetes in the general adult population. What is fatty liver disease? When the liver stops working, it accumulates toxins and fails to digest food, and medications stay in the body longer than needed. NAFLD can lead to a more serious state of disease called fibrosis, scarring of the liver, or to cirrhosis, which can lead to liver failure. This silent epidemic affects millions of Americans and imposes a significant financial burden on the U.S. healthcare system. The American Liver Foundation estimates that about 100 million Americans, over 30% of the U.S. population, have NAFLD, the most common type of liver disease in the Western world. In a 2017 report, VA estimated 78% of veterans were overweight or obese, making NAFLD a particular concern within the Veterans Health Administration, VHA. A 2018 study published in the World Journal of Gastroenterology found that fatty liver disease is present in 47.5% of patients who have cured their hepatitis C virus, HCV, with some experiencing ongoing clinically significant fibrosis, despite normalizing liver enzymes. Between 2000 and 2017, the military saw a 12-fold increase in the number of active military diagnosed with NAFLD, which is recognized by VA as a growing disease that requires immediate action. The good news is that VA recently cured 100,000 veterans of HCV and has now taken its first step in tackling the NAFLD epidemic by adopting the latest technology to improve access to non-invasive liver assessment and early detection of NAFLD. Prevention and early detection. Most liver disease is avoidable, and healthcare providers have new tools that provide rapid, painless, and consistent results that enable them to make the most informed treatment decisions. These also eliminate the need for an expensive liver needle biopsy or other invasive testing. During an annual physical or appointment with your primary care physician, ask about a liver screening and learn as much as you can about how to avoid liver disease. FibroScan 430 Mini Plus portable technology from EchoSense, for instance, is a rapid and painless approach to screening that can be performed in the doctor's office as part of an annual exam and is covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. A growing number of VA facilities has access to FibroScan technology. Ask your physician how a 10-minute screening can quantitatively estimate liver fat content and liver stiffness. Test scores provide immediate information the physician can use at the point of care to make a referral to a specialist or recommend additional assessments. As awareness about non-alcoholic fatty liver disease increases, the Department of Defense, the nation's largest public health care provider, is well positioned to address these challenges and help prevent fatal liver damage among the nation's veterans. Stephen Harrison, M.D., is a gastroenterologist and hepatologist, medical director of Pinnacle Clinical Research, and visiting professor of hepatology at the University of Oxford. Thank the bees. Honey may be more effective at treating coughs, stuffy noses, and sore throats caused by upper respiratory tract infections, URTIs, than more artificial treatments, according to a recent University of Oxford study. Though honey has long been used as a home remedy to treat coughs and colds, only recently has evidence for its effectiveness for upper respiratory tract symptoms in adults been examined. According to The Guardian, the Oxford research team looked at relevant studies comparing honey and preparations that included it with usual care, treatments such as antihistamines, expectorants, cough suppressants, and painkillers. Honey is more effective than common alternatives, avoids harm through antimicrobial resistance, and is well known, cheap, and accessible. When clinicians wish to prescribe for URTI, we would recommend honey as an alternative to antibiotics, the team concluded. There will be a COVID boom of babies in the spring. Donna Staton, president of the Novant Health UVA Health Systems Culpeper Medical Center in Culpeper, Virginia. The facility is preparing for 70 births in both January and February, 9 months after the pandemic took hold in spring 2020, compared to 45 in a typical month. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems.